כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Start today the survey, Northwest London. Friday, 11th of Tishri, 6th of September. Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt, Shlita, topical theme. This week's Torah Wave has been sponsored for the Yahrzeit of Mrs. Hannah Klein, Hannah Basra Bavrom, Akron Olah Sholem, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow.
Okay, you're on.
Mirshus, I said topical theme, let's try to make it topical. We are between Yom HaKippurim and Chag HaSukkos. One would think that there's something of a contrast between them. Yom HaKippurim is, after all, a rather somber day, the pain, past the Kho Hashem and Ukef, Kom HaSever, while Sukkot is Mansim Kosenu, but I have found something which I think links them, which is the theme of Achdus. If you think about the beginning of Kol Nidre, B'Shiva Shel Malo, B'Shiva Shel Mato, Onu Matirim Dispaleilim O'Avar Yonim. We begin by saying that for Yom HaKippurim, everybody has to be there. I remember a very long time ago, before I was married, I was a bocher learning in the Mir, and there was a young man who unfortunately was convicted of a financial offense and sent to prison. The story went round the yeshiva that every day before davening he says, B'yeshiva shel malo, b'yeshiva shel mato, baldah onu matirim dispaleilim o'avar yonim. Be this as it may, Yom Kippur, if you have a look at the first thing I put there, the tefillas Yom HaKippurim eino nishma ki im betzir of posha e Yisrael, the tefillah of Yom Kippur is only listened to if the posha Yisrael are also there. And famously, there's a Rashi in Parshas Kisiso which talks about chelbono. All I know about chelbono is two things. One is that the English is hellbane, and the other is that it smells bad. More than this, I can't tell you. Rashi says it's a bosom, sherecha rat has a bad smell, and it's called galbono. And it's included here, lelamdeinu, to teach us, shelo yakel beinein lotzayetim monu bagudus taniyo semus filoseinu, that we should not take lightly the important issue that when we gather on our taniyos and in our tefillos, that we have to include Moshe Yisrael. So there is an aspect of Yom HaKippurim of Achdus that all of Klal Yisrael are there. With reference to Chag HaSukkos, it's very straightforward. All the children, or in some cases, the grandchildren, come home from school and tell you about the Dalet Minim and the Esrog, which has Tam and Reach, and that is those of Klal Yisrael who have both Torah and the Mitzvot, and the Arovos, which have neither, and those of Klal Yisrael have neither, and a Dalet Minim, Tzrichim, Eged, the Dalet Minim have to be bound together. That is to say, all the members of Klal Yisrael, those who have Torah and Mitzvot, those who have Torah without Mitzvot, those who have Mitzvot without Torah, and those who have neither, need to be bound together for Chag HaSukkos. So I argue that there is at least some link between Yom HaKippurim, which has Amos Yom HaDin, and Zman Simchoseinu, which is that both have to do with Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, my topical theme is Machlokes. And what I'm going to tell you, thank you, Zman Simchoseinu on the way. So what I'm going to do is try to share with you my limited understanding of a sisa which our Rosh Hashiva and Chaim Shulevitz used to give on Parshas Korach, which is about Machlokes. You remember that the Pasuk says, and it's number one in the Makoros, that they went back from the Mishkan of Korach, Dosan and Aviram, and Dosan and Aviram, Yotzu Nitzovim, they came out standing defiantly at the entrance of their tents, Neshehem, their wives, and Nehem, their children, Tapom, their children, the little babies, little babies. Says Rashi, you can see how terrible Machlokes is, based in Silmato, does not impose a punishment until a child has reached the age at least of puberty. And based in Shelmala doesn't impose punishment till you're 20 years old. And here, Ovdu Af Yonuke Shomayim, children still nursing disappeared. And says Rashi, it's Machlokes. That's what Machlokes does. I see present at least one parent of children whom I taught in the Hasmonean in primary school. A couple of years ago, I was teaching year six. I had a wonderful year because the class was filled with feminists and vegetarians, and they argued with me all the time. It was great. I still remember one of the questions they asked me went like this. Rabbi, yes, did you say that a Beis Din that kills one person in 70 years is bloodthirsty? Yes, children, I said, feeling really pleased myself. Mishneh Makkos, yes, they said, we're learning Parshas Korach. God is about to kill 253 people and their wives and their children. Bloodthirsty, is he? I was really proud of them. Anyway, so we started with this Rashi, which I can't say made them happy. Rashi, who says that when you have machlokas, even little children die. And Reb Chaim had theories about this, which we won't deal with today. But if you're interested, have a look in the Sicha. So machlokas is a very terrible thing. Machlokas leads not just to the normal sorts of events, but even to the destruction of little children. Reb Lezer Kappa used to say, God la shalom. Shalom is very great. Im nis Yisrael serve avodah zava, but they have shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Satan can't touch them. And even if, and once you do have machlokas, then even if they're tzaddikim, there will be destruction. Again, if there's shalom and they're over the avodah zara, the Satan can't get there. If they are tzaddikim, but there isn't shalom, then the Satan can. And why is that? So if you have a look at number four, it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Dor of David were all tzaddikim, that there were informers among them. You remember that Doeg informed, that Akizah Doeg told Shaul about Nov, Ira Kohenim, and how they'd helped David HaMelech. You may remember he was hiding in a place called Keilah. The people in Keilah sneaked, so to speak. They told, even though it was a Dor of tzaddikim. But since there were people there who indulged in Lashon Hara, and people there, dilatorim, forgive my showing my earlier education, delator is a Latin word meaning an informer. Since there were informers among them, the result was destruction. They went to war, and they lost. What about the Dor of Achav? The Dor of Achav were Rishoyim. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But, says the Yerushalmi, there were no informers there. What do you mean there were no informers there? You may remember the story of Eliyahu at Har HaKarmel. Let me just introduce it. Ovadia said to Eliyahu that he, Ovadia, had hidden 100 Nevi'im, 50 Nevi'ei Hashem in one cave, 50 Nevi'ei Hashem in another cave, and he gave them bread, and he gave them water, and so on and so forth. Anyway, we have the great battle at Har HaKarmel, where Eliyahu Navi says, get all the Nevi'im of the Baal, and let them have a Mizbeach. I am the only Novi of Hashem left. I will have a Mizbeach. They will have a par. I will have a par. They will pray to their God. He should send fire to set fire to the Mizbeach. I will pray to my God. We'll see what happens. So they prayed all morning and they danced on the Mizbeach and they cut themselves. They encoded, they encoded. Nothing happened. Eliyahu poured water. He rebuilt the Mizbeach Hashem Hehorus, the broken down Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He poured water on it to make it more difficult. The water filled the channel all the way around the Mizbeach, and then he davened, and the fire came down. Hashem, hu elokim, Hashem, hu elokim. Okay, good. Now let's just go back to the beginning of the story. Eliyahu said, Ani nosati levadi, I'm the only Novi of Hashem left. I forget if it's 400 Nevi'ei Baal and 450 Nevi'ei Asherah, or 400 Nevi'ei Asherah and 450 Nevi'ei. I don't remember which way around it is. But Eliyahu HaNovi says, I'm the only Novi of Hashem left, which of course isn't true. There are 100 hidden in a couple of caves. Not one of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah said to Achav, ha ha, there are another 100. So, says Yerushalmi, in the time of David HaMelech, all tzaddikim, but there are informers, so they lose in Muhammad. Time of Achav, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but there is Shalom among them. There are no dilatorim. Nobody tells stories. There are no informers. And therefore, when they went to war, they won. Kosh amachlokas, the Godel hashalom. Why is it that if there is shalom, the Satan can't get there? Why is it that if there is machlokas, the Satan, whatever the Satan is, and that's another discussion, but if there's machlokas, the Satan can get there? Have a look at number five. It's the same as Gemara and Gittin. Hanu beitrei, there were two people, the Igra behu Satan, whom the Satan used to provoke. How did the Satan provoke them? Kol Bei Shimsha, every Friday night, have a kominsa bade adoda, they had arguments. These two people, every Friday night, there was an argument. So what happened? Ikta Rabbi Meir lohosam. Rabbi Meir went there. What did he do? Akvinu Tlosa Bei Shimsha, three consecutive Friday nights, Rabbi Meir managed to arrange that there was no argument. Adda Ovid Lahu Shalma, until he'd made Shalom between them. Okay, so here you have people, two people, they live together. Every Friday night they have machlokas. Every Friday night, we'll talk about why Friday night in a minute. And Rameh came and he made Shalom between them. And on the third Friday night, after he'd made Shalom between them again, Shamei dika omer yod sot and say vayda ak kei Rameh lau gavra mibesa oyvei Rameh, kick me out of my house. What is the house of the Sotan? The house of the Sotan is Machlokas. The Sotan lives in Machlokas. Every Friday night then there was a Machlokas, the Sotan was living there and having a great time. The Sotan lives in Machlokas. Where Rameh for three consecutive weeks made Shalom, the Sotan's thrown out of his house. No Machlokas, no Sotan. The people of Achav, Ovdei Avodah Zorah, but no Machlokas, the Sotan can't get them. The time of David HaMelech, tzadikim, but dilatorim, informers, Baalei Machlokas, the Sotan lives there, he absolutely does. And why is it Friday night? So, very unusually in my limited experience, Reb Chaim quoted a Zohar. Have a look at the Zohar, the Tikkunei Zohar in number 6. Lo savaru eish, you may not kindle fire, b'chol moshavo seichem b'yom ha-shabbos, in all your habitations on the Sabbath day. Says the Zohar, the fire that you may not kindle on Shabbos is ka'as, it's losing your temper, it's anger leading to machlokas. And when the Sotan sees a challenge, Friday, Shabbos, shalom v'shalva v'hashkeh v'vetach, he tries really hard to do what he can about it. Shabbos, there's a particular issue with the fire of argument, the fire of caste, the fire of temper, the fire of machlokas on Shabbos. And that the Sotan sees as a challenge and an opportunity. So that's negative machlokas. Everybody, I think, knows the Mishneh Avos, which is there in number 7. Any machlokas l'shem shemayim, sofer miskayim, machlokas sheloi l'shem shemayim, ain, there is not going to be this time. What's a machlokas l'shem shemayim, Hillel and Shammai? How can you determine whether a machlokas is l'shem shemayim or not? It seems to be quite an important question. I mean, a machlokas like Korach is going to create death and destruction and devastation, with even little children dying. A machlokas l'shem shemayim, Torah even lilmodon and tzrichim, Hillel and Shammai. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayah says, "Mi shiyachlik leila kavana kusa." Someone who's not arguing for a negative meaning reason. He's not arguing because he wants to win, because he wants to show how clever he is, because he wants to show I know better than you. No. Ela levakosha so ha emes. He's only arguing in order to make emes. Machlokas the same shemayim. If both the people are interested in hearing what the other person says, and the purpose of the machlokas is bakoshas ha-emes, that's machlokas l'shem shemayim. What do we find with Korach? Korach didn't listen. If you remember when Moshe sent for Dothan and Aviram, vayomru lo na'alevish, we're not coming. Well, why not? Korach didn't want to listen. Have a look at the Medrash Rabin, number 9. Kol advarim elu pius Moshe leKorach. All these things Moshe said to Korach to be mafayis him, and you don't find that Korach gave any sort of answer. Why didn't he give an answer? Kaya pikeach birishoy. He was very clever in his rishus. How is he clever? He said, imani Moshev. I give him an answer. Yodea anibo shuchachin gadol. I know that Moshe is really clever. Yekapecheni bidvogov. He will outwit me with his arguments, he will persuade me. Vani misratzeloi bal kochin, I'll be forced to agree with him. Mudiv shaloi is akikloi, better I shouldn't listen in the first place. Korach didn't listen. Dothan and Aviram weren't prepared to go to meet Moshe. Korach wasn't interested in listening. Moshe is better at arguing than I am. I just don't want to know, because otherwise I might be persuaded. Interesting. So let's go a little bit further about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If they was Gemara in Erevin 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, Halolu Omrim Alocha Kameisenu, Beis Hillel said, the Alocha's like us, Halolu Omrim Alocha Kameisenu, Beis Shammai said like us, a Baskel came out and said, Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both of them are Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both of them are Torah. Now, Allah is like Beis Hillel. Freg the Gemara, Me'acha, She'elu Ve'elu Divrei Kim Chaim. If both are the words of the living God, why would Beis Hillel Zeicha that Allah is like them? Noichim, Ba'aluvim, they were gentle, they gave way. The Shainim Divrei and Bedivrei Beis Shammai, they quoted themselves and Beis Shammai. Please note the contrast with Korach, who didn't even want to hear what Moshe said. Le'ed Eloshamakdim in Divrei Beis Shammai, Le'divrei, and they used to quote Beis Shammai before they quoted themselves. Why? Why is it so important that they quoted Beis Shammai first? Yes, it's very nice, what wonderful middos, aren't they good people, but why? Why did they quote Beis Shammai first? So the pasuk says, "Lo siso shem mashor v'altoshes yodchem roshol yoseit chamos," and the Gemara says this: Gemara Sanhedrin, "Azor levaldin shelo yishama dibrei bal shelo lebeisdin." It's a warning for a beisdin that they shouldn't hear one of two litigants before the other one's there. They shouldn't hear one of two litigants before the other one's there. There's an interior coming out between Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gets to beisdin first. The beisdin have to say, "Please wait, you're not allowed to speak until Shimon's there." Why is this? Have a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. If you remember, famously they say, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Says the Rambam, it's warning the Dayan that he shouldn't hear the other one first, because otherwise the danger is, if the Dayan is a normal sort of person, that the first impression, the first way he heard it, the way Reuben said it, will get stuck in his mind before Shimon has a chance to argue. There's possibly Mishle, it's there, number 14. Tzadik Horishon Beriva Yovo, Uvore Eul V'chakoro. If the first person makes his claim, when the second one comes, the Dayan will be choker. The Dayan will take it apart. Have a look at the Ralbag. Derech HaNoshim, it's normal. Lamin B'sipur HaManaged Laim Rishona, to believe the first version they hear. Said Reb Chaim, remember, we've just been asking, why is it so important that Beis Hillel give their view, get quoted Beis Shammai first? Because if you believe the first thing you hear, and if also it's perfectly natural that I believe I'm right and you're wrong, then the danger that I will believe that I'm right and you're wrong if I say what I think first is even greater. By virtue of saying the words of Beis Shammai first, given that it's normal and natural, as the Rambam says, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin implies, as the Ralbag says, to believe the first thing you hear, make sure, said Beis Hillel, that we hear Beis Shammai before we hear our own views. Otherwise, the need for Bakoshas HaEmes, the need for us to listen to them and think, maybe they're right, maybe we're there, but maybe we're wrong, will be much, much harder. You have to be Magdim, said Beis Hillel. We have to be Magdim, the other point of view, because otherwise we'll only believe what we say and won't listen to a thing that they say. So, sorry. No, it doesn't, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and that's why. Thank you for your help, Rabbi Schlack. Nebuch, I taught him as well. Good fight, let's go back. Eliezer, if you have something to say, please say it. Okay, good. So, talking about Machlokas, the Shem Shemayim, let me just spend a minute on Machlokas. There are not many of us left who remember Rav Munk, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha. Let me tell you a story about Rav Munk. The old Minig Ashkenaz, and you made reference to Minig Spad this morning, the old Minig Ashkenaz is just as there is no Olenu and no Kaddish between Shachris and Musaf, there is no Olenu and no Kaddish if you daven Mincha and then immediately Maariv. And this was the custom of the Golders Dream Beis HaMedrash. It is also the Minig of the Golders Dream Beis HaMedrash that only one person says Kaddish, like the Ramah. So, Vayehi Hayom, two people wanted the Kaddish after Maariv, and there was Rachmona Litzlan and Machloikas. And the matter came to the attention of the Rav, Rav Munk, who changed the minhag. He changed the minhag of the Golders Green Beis HaMedrash. Rav Munk changed the minhag in Munks. He introduced an Olenu and the Kaddish between Mincha and Maariv on a permanent basis. Because in the mind of Rav Munk, not having a Machlokas was more important than minhag Ashkenaz. And you have to have known him to understand why that is significant. Let's go back. So it still is the minhag in Amsterdam, because Baruch Hashem, the Amsterdam Balabatim, has never had a machlokes about the Kaddish after marriage. At least that's my presumption. But that is, let's be charitable between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. For the meantime, that's the old minhag Ashkenaz, and it was the minhag there. Don't you think? Anyway, I'm glad. So let I must stop doing this. Let's go
Messina, please.
So let's go back to where we are. So let's talk a little bit further about Machlokes L'shem Shemayim. We've got to number 16. Es oyevim bashar, enemies in the shahr, and Chazal often darshan that the shahr is the base medrash or the base din or whatever it is in Tanakh. It's often clear that shahr is where the base din sits. Anyway, on Chia Barabba, even if a father with his son and a rebbe with his pupil, what closer relationships are there? Who are oisek b'choira b'shar achad, they become like oyevim. They're fighting. No! Like this, but... Ve'nom zozim mishomad shenasi mehavim zeh, at the end, they move from sino to avosh. Shene'er mareth vohe b'sufo al tikre b'sufo ela b'sufo. Nasu oyevim, says Rashi, they ask one another kashas, and one doesn't accept the view of the other, and the other doesn't accept the view of the one. Vohe b'sufo, the Gemara darshans, that at the end, when they've reached an agreement, when each has heard what the other has said, there is Ava. The Gemara tells the story of what happened after Reish Lakish was Nifter. Reish Lakish, as everybody knows, was the Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish had been Nifter, and Rabbi Yochanan was very distressed. So the Chachomim, this is number 18, the Chachomim thought, we'll find somebody else. So they found somebody else to be a Talmud Chavar for Rabbi Yochanan, they found Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas. And every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas said, you're right, I have a raya, 24 rayas for you. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is dreadful. You're not like Reish Lakish. Balakisha, ki ava amina milsi, if I said anything to Reish Lakish, have a makshali esin va'aba kushyos, he'd ask me 24 kashas. Umafarkida le esin va'aba peruk, and I would give him 24 tirutsin. Mimela rab kushmaitza, and from this, Torah emerged, from the argument that was Torah. This, you say, Tanya de Messiah, I've got to support you. I know what I said was good. I didn't need you to tell me that it was good. I needed you to find the holes in it. And that's Darko Shel Torah, that they argue, that they are fight. And at the end, if it's L'shem Shemayim, it leads to Shalom. You may remember that at the time when there was a Magetha, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take the machta, put on it fire, put on it katoris, and go and be mechaper on the magetha. And Rashi, in number 20 here, says, Rozer, this secret, the Malach HaMoviz told Moshe, when Moshe was in Shemayim, that katoris stops magetha. So Reb Chaim, I mean, we all know this Rashi, right? And I am approaching 70, and I never thought of the question, which, I mean, I've seen this Rashi every year for 40-something years, but I never thought the question Reb Chaim asked, which is, since when is the Malach HaMoviz interested in reducing the death rate? I mean, the Malach HaMoviz told Moshe that the Magepha stops, that the Ketorah stops Magepha. Why did the Malach HaMoviz tell him that? Surely it is in the interest of the Malach HaMoviz to be Marabe Magepha, not to be Maktin Magepha. But the way that he harms them is by killing them. Not quite, if I may. The Gemara in Bavashra says, Omer Reish Lakish, who Yetzirah, who Satan, who Malach HaMoviz. The Yetzirah is the Satan, is the Malach. What does this mean? So, having mentioned Rav Munk, let's quote the Pshat, which I think Rav Munk said about it, which is this. The Yetzirah is that part of my personality which seeks to form me to do ra. It is Yotzer L'ra. The Satan then goes and accuses in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says in Iyov, that Sisei Levala Uchinom. The Satan, you the Satan, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you tried to provoke me to swallow up Iyov. The Din, Me'ikra Din, at least according to Elokim, and Hashem Elokim is another story, is Ish Becheto Yumos, that the punishment of the Chet is death. So the Yetzirah seeks to get me to do something wrong. When it succeeds, the Satan accuses me, and the Malach HaMoviz then takes away my life. The Malach HaMoviz is not the part which seeks to get me to do Aveira. That is the Yetzirah. The Malach HaMoviz is the one who's supposed to impose the punishment. I'm happy to talk to you a little more afterwards, but I'm running out of time. Forgive me. Well, given that today, following Yom Kippur, you're entirely clear of Averis, you've got some Mitifnei Avinu Sheba Shemayim, that should continue. Say Amen! So, Where am I? Yes, so the Malach HaMavos, we're going to have to do, let me just tell you as a piece of professional darshanus. When you've got lots of time, you read the Hebrew. When you're short of time, you just tell them the English. So I'm just going to tell you the English. The question was, why is it that the Malach HaMavos saw fit to tell Moshe Rabbeinu the secret about how to prevent Magifa? And if you look in these chazals, if I've understood them correctly, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, and the Malachim heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, that's not reasonable. Mo enosh ki siv karenu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, answer them. He said, I'm frightened. He said, hold on to the kisei kovod and answer them. So Moshe answered them. Moshe said to them, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Asher tzeisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. Were you in Eretz Mitzrayim? It says, lo sisod, you people make shavuos. It says, kabedes ovicho vesimechod, you people have parents, lo sinof, lo sirtzoret. And immediately says the Medrash, the Gemara, immediately said the Gemara, have a look at number 22, the bits that highlighted, kol echod vi echod nase lo ohein. Once they've had the argument, once they've listened, es vohein basufo. They put their view, he put his view, both Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim were mechulek l'shem Shemayim, l'shem Avos HaEmes, not because of any kavanah pechusah, not because of any negative intent, but just l'vakoshes HaEmes. And the result was that immediately after he's persuaded them, they all love him. And since they love him, the Malach HaMavos gives him a present. And the present is that the Ketores is Otzer Magefa. Yes, indeed. Why should the Malach HaMavos give him a present? To which the answer is, because they had a machlokas l'shem Shemayim, and the machlokas l'shem Shemayim has led to Shalom. Now there's Shalom, the Malach HaMavos is happy to give him something. And we all know that in order to have Kabbalas HaTorah, we needed to have Shalom. If you remember, the Pasuk says, Vayis'u me Rifidim, they journeyed from Rifidim, and Vayis'u is in the plural. For those poor people who were Talmidim, third person, masculine plural, imperfect, Kal, from root Nun Samach Ayin with a Vav consecutive meaning, and they journeyed. Vayis'u me'rifidim, vayachanu bamidbar, same thing, plural, stop smiling, Ronnie. Vayis'u, plural. Vayichan shom Yisrael, and Yisrael journeyed, camped there, vayichan in the singular. Vayis'u in the plural, vayachanu in the plural, vayichan in the singular. Rashi says, ki'ish echod v'lev echod. Once there was Aftus, once there was Shalom in Klal Yisrael, there's a possibility for Kabbalah Satori, which doesn't otherwise occur. And Reb Chaim used to quote from the Brisin of Sechtus Ktanus, Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoil the Sonu Yisrael as a Machlokas, were in the last line, number 23. Once they hate Machlokas and love Shalom, V'nasu Chaniyo Achas, and they are but one camp, Achshav Et Lemes Tirosi. By Hivi Shurun Melech, he became a king in Yeshurun. He saseif Roshe Om, when the heads of the people were gathered together, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, the Shvatim of Yisrael together, says the Daz Akedim, Keshe Yisrael Yachad ba'achvor v'reyus, when there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, brotherhood, reyus, friendship, Oz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Aleim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over us. Hashochein itom b'soch tum osom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst us. When does he dwell amongst us? When there is Shalom, when there's no machlokes, when there's Shalom. Hashem oz yamo itein, Hashem yevorech es amo, v'ashalom, good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, Gemar Tov.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111